Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Alrighty then, folks, it looks like where it's actually happening. We'll make sure that Silver Sister lets us know what's going on. And happy 40, well, we won't say how many happy birthdays to Silver Sister, but happy birthday, Silver Sister, and to your brother as well. Happy big one, big 40. Woo-hoo! All right, have fun in New York. No, it's not New York, New York. Not that one. What do you think for Niagara Falls? Not really sure. Anyway, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. I'm sorry once again for all of the tech problems. We should be here, though, this time. We should be live. We should be rocking and a-rolling. So we will figure it out and see if the tech gods stay with us through the show. All right. I'm going to just shut the front door here because, I mean, I guess the neighborhood could come for Weedsday Wednesday if they wanted to. However, we don't want to hear yippers out there, but I think that problem has been taken care of. Alrighty then. Happy Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. We're here. We're live. We're happening right now. Alright, what's going on? What y'all smoking? I hit some OG Kush and then ran into a major technical problem, so it's probably good I hit the Kush because it kind of helped me. Yeah. Way to go, green room. I don't know what you guys are hitting. Maybe some kosher kush. You know, there's quite a big difference in strains out there. And I was talking with someone this weekend, in the Napa Valley.
Thanks, Gal, for an awesome, awesome weekend. We were talking about the different strains
and how they are really, scientists are really going to pinpoint strain-specific cannabis so that, like, if you've got arthritis or a particular type of arthritis, someday soon we'll say, oh, well, then you need kosher kush with a little cotton candy kush or whatever it is that you might need. So anyway, it's interesting to talk about that because it's happening, folks. It's actually happening. This is really awesome. Anyway, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Thank you, Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, get on over to the certification section. And there's a button right there. It says book appointment. It's kind of hard to know it's a button because it's just kind of a square. It says a book appointment. So I would hope you would think to click it. That would be a nice thing to do. but now, oh, they're back. Okay. Having some more technical problems, but it looks like we're still good. So if you suffer from PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis, you are eligible for a medical cannabis card. And you're eligible for a card from a chronic or debilitating disease, a medical condition, or just a treatment. So if you're getting treated for a condition or disease that's not on that list, but it's making you sick and it's caused any of these problems, then you can absolutely get your card. And if you didn't hear your ailment on the list there, don't worry. Things like fibromyalgia and migraines and RA and leg spasms and leg cramps and just a whole host, Parkinson's, dementia, it helps it all, and we can get you qualified for that.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. And if you're out there in the blog world and you want to blog with us, go ahead and type us a message and we will get back to you. it's just myself this morning. Both Cannabis Kit and Bellstar are absent. Class, ooh, go stand in the corner. well, they're not here today. And I'm wondering where exactly the microphone is on this new nifty computer I have here, because I'm wondering if it's this on the side or... Anyway, it seems to be pretty clear. Seems like we're still rolling. All right, so also want to give some shout-outs to the Grower's House at 3635 East 34th Street right here in Tucson, Arizona. Get on down to growershouse.com, and they've got all your specialty needs for growing, lighting, hydroponic, aeroponic, fishaponic. I like to call it fishaponic. Because this is a really cool system if you haven't seen the little fish swimming around and eating all the algae and things and, you know, pooping it out and fertilizing your weed that way. It's pretty cool. But just be careful with the fish. Know what you're doing before you play around with the little fish life, because you can hurt the little guy. Yeah, you just want to do that. That's right. Also want to give a shout out to Canna Health Online Digital Magazine. You don't have to go anywhere but where you are right now to check them out.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy, with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
Yep, and you can check, there's a couple links on our website. If you go to the radio section and you scroll on down there, you can check them out. Just click on their logos, and away you go. I was trying to find
The movie I played, I got really into playing this clip. And one of my best friend's brothers is going through some challenges with dementia. So, you know, I thought maybe I want to play it again, and maybe I'll find that one on the break. But we are going to check out some news from azmarijuana.com. That's right. And we're going to check out some High Times news. And then my favorite thing is I get all giggly and excited when I get to the checkout stand, no matter where I am. And it's usually like, you know, Walgreens or Sprouts or something. And I get up there and there are weed magazines. I get so happy. And people look at me like, what did you find? You find a $20 bill? I'm like, no, even better, a weed magazine. Put your weed in it. So I found a CBD Revolution, what you need to know, sleep well, ease pain naturally, calm your mind, plus 39 remedies and recipes from Nature RX, better living through cannabis. I like it. I was at Walgreens. I love it. So I got one for Silver Sister for the plane ride. And, oh, here we go. See, just talking about this right here. Parkinson's, pain, PTSD, nausea, obesity. How about my pet? And we'll read some of these things. This is going to be a little, this is interesting. This is their FAQ. Say about cannabis and CBD. CBD, because people think that CBD is separate, is a totally different. The cannabis. Shout out to everybody. All my friends and family. You guys are awesome. And everybody is awesome. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. Because we do something in the show for y'all. We get to learn things right alongside. Okay, so here, Nature RX, 20 mysteries, misconceptions worth clearing up. Okay. Indica sativa, what's the difference? Not much. Marketers like the terms because they offer an easy path through the thicket of products out there. You know the lore, sativa lifts you up, indica calms you down. Once upon a time, that was true, but botanists, growers, and scientists now say the difference is overblown. The idea behind it isn't made up, says Tristan Watkins, PhD, chief scientist, officer of Lucid Mood, a Colorado maker of vape pens. Cannabis indica is a compact plant, dark, wide leaves, and a stronger aroma. Cannabis sativa is a tall with narrow leafy leaves, or narrow leaves, and lighter color and smell. Sativa became known as the party choice with a heady creative high. Indica was the homebody leaving you happy in the couch because it was higher ratio of CBD acting as governor over the psychoactive THC. But with crossbreeding, practically everything is a hybrid now. You'll see cultivators, the word strains, make botanists wince, advertise with percentages like a sativa dominant that's supposedly 70% sativa and 30% indica. Perfect for a Radiohead concert, your bud tender might say. Problem is, there are countless cannabinoids besides THC and CBD and terpenes and in any hybrid that work together to produce different effects. How it was grown, how it's ingested, your mood, your setting, all of this combines to produce a distinctive high, and your high is different than your buddy's. In short, it's complicated. Don't sneer at the cheerfully confident bud tender at the dispensary. The sativa indica distinction is a great place to start, says Watkins. But it's a crapshoot. It'll take a few tries to find what you want. Keep a log of the labeling, percentages, and effects. Remember the brand name, but don't worry about the botanical name. Interesting. Well, that's very interesting. And yeah, I want to say one thing. I'm not so sure I completely agree. I'd like to see some scientific effects. So I do know, you know, they're different plants. So indica is going to affect you differently than sativa. And normally the sativas are more energetic and indicas are more relaxing. But she is right. It is trial and error. And it is that with any medication you take in your body, whether it's a Western pharmaceutical or Eastern
acupuncture or Chinese medicine or cannabis or ibuprofen or Vicodin. It's trial and error with all of these because we all have different bodies. So, you know, you have to be careful, and that's why we always recommend starting with very low milligram dosages. You don't need 1,000 or 50 or even 10. You can start with just 1 or 2 milligrams and see how that affects you. And it can be in your body and not have to, you don't have to be high. So you don't have to get that feeling of, you know, a lot of people don't want the high. But my bestie takes a very low dose of 2.5 milligrams and it's just very good for the pain she experiences, but it doesn't take her ability away to think and function. So, yeah. So let's get some more research on that. In fact, we can look up this doctor who talks about this, and they are right. It's everything's blended these days, so it's really hard to find the purest forms of, you know, the first strains. But I don't think it matters. I think we need to find. I think scientists are looking at the terpenes and they're looking at terpene content and cannabinoid content in all the strains. So they're, like I said before, there's going to be a day when you go, well, I have lupus or I have Lyme's disease or I have rabies or whatever, I have Crohn's disease. What do I need? And you're going to go, oh, well, this is what we have here. And it'll be a pretty good ratio of the different molecules that will particularly suit your ailment. It's going to be fantastic. But I'm still a fan of Kush's. I don't care what anybody says. I can tell the difference. I, you know, especially when you grow. You know your plants. Okay, here's one. I get paranoid every time I go through an airport with edibles or vape pens in my suitcase. Should I be? Well, yeah. here's the calming consensus. Relax. All the industry experts we've talked to, frequent flying purveyors and users of a variety of cannabis products, have had zero problems with TSA, x-rays, gloves, inspectors, or sniffing dogs. They avoid carrying skunky flower in their carry-on because why risk it? But CBD products are legal. Vape pens look like innocuous nicotine pens. Edibles look like candy. And really, those dogs are sniffing for bombs, not weed. If you're really nervous, put it in your check bag. Exception, international travel. Not that you'll get nabbed, but it ain't worth it. Leave it at home. And I would say I have flown the friendly skies quite a bit with my cannabis, and I do just that. I put it in the check bag and I bring very little, and this time I brought back labeled edibles from California, and they were just fine. So, you know, it's, and like they said, yeah, it looks like candy, and it's hard for them to know the difference. And the dogs are, they're looking for bombs and like major amounts of money or cocaine, not so much your joint or your brownie. especially I think if it's labeled in the little packages that comes in, I think, you know, they look at it and are like, oh, whatever, have a good time. All right, here's a good question. What is the entourage effect, and is it real? And Cannabis Kid likes to use this one. Yes, but it's slippery to explain. Metaphor alert. It's literally team chemistry, like the magical combination of NBA stars and role players that produce championships. You know about the highs of THC, Steve Curry, and the power of CBD, Kevin Durant. But what makes the team great are the other elements. Scores of terpenes, Clay Thompson, oh, you get it, and cannabinoids that provide countless variations, producing a range of effects. Sometimes it's unexpected synergy. Congrats, Raptors. As Shiraj Sandana, founder of Spectrum Brands, that's Cobra Extract, says, it's not just one terpene, it's the ratio and combination of multiple terpenes that, that cause the effects. As Tristan Watkins of Lucid Mood puts it, quote, the idea is that you can deliver more than one compound that hits more than one area of the brain. The effects that can be created can be unexpected or greater than their constituent parts. It's this idea of 1 plus 1 or 1 plus 1 equals 3. So it's chemistry with so many compounds and molecules we try, quote, the NIH is allowed to look at these things in the next few years. That's right. Okay. Speak to my knee and ask, what canvas product will get me back on the court? Left knee, sativa salve. Right knee, sativa ointment. We're kidding. That was a good But listening to patients and researchers, you'd think anything is possible. What we do know, CBD is an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant, and THC is analgesic, a pain reliever. That's far more powerful than aspirin or hydrocodone in managing inflammation, says Joseph Rosado, MD, director of cannabis clinics in Florida. And if a cannabis product keeps you off opiates, all the better. Using CBD and THC in concert reduces side effects and shows more benefits than THC alone. So look for products with a high CBD to THC ratio. A high CBD, low THC product could reduce pain while keeping you mentally sharp. If taking your mind off the pain is your goal, look for more. Look for more THC. More specifically, look for the terpenes myrcene or carophyllene, which are all stars in managing pain. Ooh, maybe that's why I like myrcene so much. So, are you supposed to rub a CBD salve on your knee? Use an under-the-tongue tincture? Eat a gummy? Vape some oil? Well, that's your call, but a salve rubbed on the joint can work directly on the receptors in the area. CBD has worked on arthritic rats big time. Why not you? Check with your doctor before trying anything, but you knew that. And when you start, remember, low and slow. Start with a low dose. Listen to your body and work your way up as needed. That is awesome. That's really good information right there. Low and slow. If anything, that's what we want to know. And people come in and they're like, you know, I hurt my back, or I've got arthritis really bad right here, or a pain real bad right here. And I say, well, definitely get something to put it right on the pain. Right on the receptors, as they were saying. And then also get a tincture or something to just kind of like lube up the whole body. I liken it to the Wizard of Oz and the Tin Man in the oil can. You know, you pick up the Tin Man and he's like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden you can like move around. And you're like, oh. So there's your oil can. Get your tincture for an oil can. Quit tweaking your knee. All right. You know, doctor, how can I do this? Oh, where's the joke thing? All right. True or false? Cannabis is especially dangerous to teenage minds. True. With a study-based explanation, experts we've consulted are not saying that teenagers are vaping weed or going to become addicted, move on to hard drugs, or develop psychosis. All are outcomes that have been asserted over the decades. But they must acknowledge that there's a lot we don't know about how external factors affect their developing brains, like Fortnite, for starters, and a lot about cannabis that still isn't understood. New cultivars, higher potency, those hundreds of dimly understood chemical compounds, plus, yikes, potential effects of dabbing concentrates. That adds up to a big lack of understanding. Your best move? Ignore the hysteria, but keep the science in mind. And right now, that science says that brains aren't mature until age 25, and that chronic use of THC messes with neural pathways that are still being paved. That can affect learning, memory, attention span, weaken impulse control, according to several studies. So keep an eye on the kids. It can wait. And I think that's probably some good advice, youngsters, if you need it for, you know, medical reasons or whatever. I think it's totally fine in low doses, but always consult with your doctor. Okay. Here's one. Will my prescriptions interact with CBD? Probably. So check with your doctor, okay? We're not doctors. Oh. No, we're not. But we will tell you this. CBD and all of your prescription drugs are broken down by your body the same way. Enzymes attack and release the active ingredients into your blood, release them into your blood. And the only problem, there are limited amounts of said enzymes, so adding CBD to your treatment regimes can be thrown out of whack. If the CBD gloms onto all the enzymes, your drug may not be metabolized at all. And if they aren't metabolized, they may build up in your body and ramp up side effects or even produce an overdose. Scary enough yet? The list of drugs competing with CBD for those enzymes includes antibiotics, antidepressants, and many painkillers. If you're on CBD, your doctor needs to hear about it. That. And I've been hearing this more and more. So really, we always encourage, our literature says, our website says, we always say, let your doctor know you're on it. It's very, very important. All right, let's see what we got here. This one, my mother needs something for anxiety, but I don't want her getting any foggier. Is there a CBD product to help? And how do I talk her into it? Well, very good question. Learn one, don't push it. Absolutely, don't push anything. If mom's against it, you're not going to convince her, says Joseph Rosado, who treats many seniors in his cannabis clinic in Florida. That's why you want to work with the non-intoxicating side of the ledger, which means a full-spectrum CBD oil that contains all the cannabinoids known to ease anxiety and an itty-bitty amount of THC, between 0.3 and 7%, just enough, in fact, to help CBD do its job, but not enough that mom will go loopy or freak out. With some with people with no experience, we recommend sublingual or a capsule. Start with a low dose and titrate up to what works best. Sublingual means a dropper below the tongue. And they even, and that is if you get a liquid tincture. They even make little capsules that are sublingual, or not capsules, little tiny pills, and they just dissolve right there in your mouth. okay. Don't go scientific, advises Tristan Watkins, PhD, of Lucid Mood, who convinced his mother in Florida to try it. He showed her Sanjay Gupta's story on CNN about cannabis. Google it, which opened her eyes. Tell her, you don't have to smoke it. You won't get high. It's less sedating than wine. It's been studied and it's legal. It's such low risk for potentially high reward, Watkins said. If she doesn't like it, she can easily stop using it. And that's one of the great things about this, is that it's not easy. It's not hard to stop. If you want to stop, stop. And you're not going to go through withdrawals and do all that good stuff. So yeah, and talk to people. And I've learned to keep it very simple. I try. I throw big words out like indica and sativa. But they have to know the basis of words. They really, really do if there's nothing. So, and I did just that the other day. I gave my best friend's sister, I pulled it up right on her phone so her phone would remember that she was going to look at the Sanjay Gupta video. At tumbleweedcellcenter.com. All right, let's see what we got here. Ooh, here's one. Now, there's lots going on in the vaping society right now with all these damn deaths, which is just no good. Got to be careful what you're putting in your body, and you have to be honest with your doctors, because even though they're not schooled in this, they're schooled in the other things. So, you know, they're going to hopefully look it up and do some research and figure it out. Well, will vaping cannabis turn my teeth brown? Oh, okay. 4 out of 5 dentists we checked with said you should be okay with some precautions. The fifth one was out golfing. All right. Dentists hate the vaping of tobacco, though not as much as the smoking of the stuff. Smoke contains tar and ash that definitely stains teeth. Vaporizing doesn't produce smoke, but the propylene glycol used as a thinning agent in cannabis oils and nicotine products isn't entirely harmless, says Andrew Junkins, DDS, a dentist in suburban Philadelphia. Flavorings and glycerin can make bacteria stick to teeth, increasing the risk of cavities and staining. If you're worried, a brush or rinse could help the enamel repair and reduce staining. Makes them smile.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. And we've got some comments. Oh, that's funny. I hit the wrong button. We've got some comments out there from some bloggers that we'll answer right after this.
Puff, 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 puff,
into my house like, what up, I got some good pot, I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop, ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty, my friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey, rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time, dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries, draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me, probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right. Welcome back. I'm sure you just heard me take that bong hit. Got some, Alrighty, we got some comments from a person here who says they're older now, they're past their partying years. I hear you on that one. Just went to my high school reunion and tried to party.
and take naps. Okay, some comments are, TSA does not exist for your safety. This goes back to travel. This person says the dogs are not there to detect bombs. TSA conditions the public to accept tyrannical oppression for politicians to bring jobs to their district. They have never caught a terrorist, but the passengers have. They seek to deprive us of a right to travel freely. And also, chronic use of pot demotivates people. I don't think it's appropriate for underage people. How come they don't mention this? they did mention it. They were talking, if maybe just tuned in. This is Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. You can check it out and get there from tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Just get over to the radio section, and you can click the first picture. Take you there. Scroll down. It'll take you there. But they were talking about teenagers. Is it dangerous for teenage minds? And they were saying yes. And that's one of the things they're saying. It can affect learning, memory, attention span, weaken impulse control. And definitely there are some strains that they, like they were talking about, couch lock, that will definitely make a person more mellow or not have the, not want to get up and go to school or clean the house. Yeah. So that's definitely not a good thing. And the fact that, you know, people's minds are developing until they're 25 still, that's scientific. And I didn't start using until I was almost 21 just because I just didn't want to. And I didn't use regularly like I do now. It was a once in a while kind of thing with my friends kind of stuff. But I think that, you know, with the ability for 18-year-olds and up to have it, I think people would be very nervous about 18-year-olds still being in high school, bringing it to campus, because it could cause some very interesting situations. And they say also, I don't think pot is dangerous. I firmly believe pot will destroy motivation and that it's devastating to a young person's education, thus causing lifelong problems. Hey, anything's possible. It can, and these are your opinions, and we do appreciate them because we always love having our guests chime in. I'd love to hear other opinions, and they are just that. So thank you for tuning in. And I believe, with any medication, that you need to tell your doctor whether you're seeing a naturopath, whether you're seeing a homeopathic, whether you're seeing a DO, an MD, whoever it is you're going to for your health conditions. If they're prescribing medication to you, you need to be honest with them and say, I use cannabis. And when I go for my checkups, they say, are you using any medication? Oh, no, thanks. Siri thought I was asking if she wanted to lend her advice. I should have let her chime in on that one. Anyways, it doesn't matter who you see as your doctor. If someone's prescribing any medication, whether it's Chinese, herbal, or whatever it is, let them know what you're doing. And they usually ask. And if they don't, then you might be a little suspicious about that. All right. Welcome back to Weedsday Wednesday. If you're just tuning in, we're reading out of this Nature X magazine. I found that Walgreens actually better living through cannabis. I like it. There you go. Here's a good question. We just talked about vaping and teeth staining. So brush your teeth after you vape. Here we go. I'm having my hip replaced. What cannabis product will help with the post-op pain? And I personally would say start taking cannabis before too, kind of prime your body, get it ready. But again, talk to your doctors if you're taking medication for that as well, because the hip pain is not good, so you might just be on other things. Listening to some doctors and patients and sellers, you think anything is possible. What we do know, CBD is an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant. Did we read this one? Maybe we did. Well, forget it. We'll keep reading. And if cannabis product keeps you off opiates, all the better. Using CBD and THC in concert reduces side effects and shows more benefits than just THC alone, says Joseph Rosada, MD, director of a cannabis clinic in Florida. More specifically, he says, look for the terpenes myrcene or carophyllene, which are all stars in managing pain. Rosado says a high CBD, low THC product could reduce pain while keeping you mentally sharp. If taking your mind off the pain is your goal, look for more THC. Ralph Hawkins, a 61-year-old man from Georgia who had a knee replacement, says it took him just 4 days with the CBD tincture to wean himself off Percocet. Well, that's fantastic. Quote, I'm totally convinced
it had a big-time transitional effect. He says, you can also rub a salve on the knee. It can work directly on nerve receptors there, so give it a shot, but check with your doctor. And when you start, remember, go low and slow. Start with a low dose. Listen to your body and work your way up as needed. All right. Yeah, this is a problem. The blogger is saying, I no longer trust doctors, not since they threw away their loyalty to the patient and replaced it with loyalty to insurance companies. Look at the side effects of bottle of pills. Medicine is no longer safe. Medicine has not been safe for a very long time, and for a very long time, doctors have been on the side of cha-ching, making some money. You're right. It's hard to trust doctors out there because a lot of them are going to the urgent care facilities now because they don't even want to deal with the insurance companies. So, you know, I have some friends that have had some longtime doctors, like 25 and 30 years, and that's really, really awesome. So, no, it doesn't stop them from prescribing it, and hope to God that, you know, people start or doctors are offered classes on this more and more because it's something that just needs to happen. Okay, here's one confession. I don't know how to inhale, so how do I do it? President Clinton wasn't the only one who faked inhaling. It's not a natural thing. As a beginner, try the mouth to lung technique. Pull the vapor into your mouth as though sucking on a straw and hold it briefly. Then slowly inhale the vapor into your lungs. Then slowly inhale into your lungs. It may not provide as quick a buzz as a direct method, but hey, you're a beginner. As time goes on, try the more direct method where you inhale deeply from the get-go. Inflating your lungs as you suck. Jeez Louise, I hate when that happens. I'm so sorry. That cut me all off. All right, here we go. We're talking about inhaling. Sorry, you'll want to practice. And vaping is new to the person as a blogger. Vaping, I'm not so sure I'm such a fan, just because of the carrying agents that we don't know what the complete effects of everything are in your body, your lungs specifically. But a lot of people like to vape, and you can actually vape pure cannabis too. So there's an option there without that. And some specialty dispensaries have it. So we'll have to get you some information on that. Okay, here's the next question. Does cannabis lube improve sex? And if so, how? All right. We're pretty sure it does, but wouldn't it be fun to find out for yourself? Based on some enjoyable reading of online testimonials, it's worth a shot. This is known. CBD and THC dilate your blood vessels, which help promote natural lubrication. Another anecdotal but logical plus, CBD can be relaxing, which helps with arousal. It can take 30 minutes, though. And this is proven by sex researchers. Relaxation is crucial to female orgasm. Formal researchers into the effectiveness doesn't exist yet, but here's a survey result from an industry group. 96% of people are unaware of CBD's bedroom potential. You're already in the top 4%. Hey, where'd you guys go? And those of you who actually use any CBD products for sex, nearly 2 in 3 said it was very or extremely effective. Now start researching. There you go, researching. Is vape more or less harmful to your lungs and health? Well, some people will say yes because of the smoke that you're inhaling into your lungs versus a vapor. But it's still being studied. And given, this is a question from our blogger, I love this, given that everything that's happening with these vaporizers out there, now, if you look at it, this is no Little House on the Prairie vaping you're doing. You know, end of the day, Paul takes a couple of pipes and he's good to go for a while. That's not this. You've got people out there, and it starts from young kids to older people. I see all ages. It's not just kids out there. I see a whole gamut of ages, a range of ages out there, and they've got these tanks in their hands, and they're inhaling these things like they're huffing them in huge quantities, and what comes out could fill a car, could hotbox an entire vehicle. You wouldn't be able to see through this stuff, and they keep going one after the other after other. They're not really, I don't see a lot of people just using it as a relaxation. It's more like it's almost intensifying their anxiety. Yeah, I know. I'm just observing, just an opinion. All right. Anyway, but, you know, a lot of people love vaping. They think it's very convenient. It's quick. If you do, you know, if you're not like I said, sucking a whole room through the vaporizer, you're probably safer than most. But just find out what's in it and find out how harmful the effects can be, because you don't want that. So let's see. Yes, well, the results are inconclusive, yes. Is there anywhere I shouldn't rub a salve? Yes, your eyes and any open wounds. That's it. If you're asking with a wink, wink, and a nudge, see the lube question above. Yeah, don't put it in your eye. Don't put it in an open wound. Put it around the wound. That's fine. People, I always say that. People, they've got like something going on. I say, put it around it. Don't put it on it. Just put it around it because it's going to heal those receptors that are closest to the problem. Okay, here's one. Ooh, this is a good one. We get this one a lot. Is cannabis safe when pregnant or breastfeeding? Exactly. Sorry, we're going back to this. I love this blogging. Like chain smoking, exactly. So people don't really realize, like, if people compare smoking cannabis with smoking cigarettes, then it's completely different. You hardly see, or rarely, unless someone's probably been drinking and they're messed up at a party somewhere else. You rarely see someone just smoking an entire joint, just sitting there one after the other. You need very little. And cigarette users will smoke a whole cigarette, which is an entire gram, and sometimes another half or two right in a row. So that could be one and a half to 2 grams per session. Now, a cannabis user will have a session if they're smoking. They might take a puff or two puffs. That's it, a puff, not the whole thing. Two puffs. It'll go out. And they could go off and do their thing for 4, 5, 6 hours and go, maybe I'd like to have a little more, you know, or maybe not. So it's very different when you're comparing the two, but it's exactly like chain smoking, and they've started chain vaping. There it is. They've got the chain vape. We need to calm it down, man. You guys got to reel it in. All right. So is cannabis safe when pregnant or breastfeeding? Here's their answer. The simple answer is no. No. Studies have shown that THC crosses the placenta and passes through breast milk, leading to a range of potential impairments in motor skills, problem solving, and visual development. There's less research on CBD, but the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology advises against using it. This includes avoiding topical products such as CBD-infused balms and cosmetics. So I say, ooh, because we have doctors in our clinic that will disagree with you, and that's okay. We're all human. We're all here to talk about things and find out what we know and get some more scientific proof on everything, because that's what we need. And thankfully, that's what's happening. More and more people are studying this. They're wanting this. Hey, look, it's working. And you can't be anecdotal studies if it's working. I mean, you know, there are so many people, and you can't say it's a placebo effect, because so many people come in and they're like, ugh, my doctor wants me to get this. And they're like, okay, just try this. And they come back next week and they're like, hey, this stuff's great. Let me have more. So You never know. People, women come into our clinic because they're nauseous and they can't eat, so their babies are starving, and all sorts of problems. But you'd have to talk to the doctor about that one. I am not. I am just a reader of the cannabis information. Okay, so, and there was a study. What's the lady's name, Silver Sister? You know, I'm still here. I think I'm still here. What's the lady's, the doctor lady's name that, trying to remember. She went to Africa. All right, well, it'll come up. It'll come to me. Okay, here's one. Will weed make me sterile? Stow the peace pipe and grab your jewels, fellas, because your little swimmers are delicate creatures. Studies have shown that smoking marijuana lowers sperm count. But, as with everything cannabis-related, there are crossing indications which can lead to cross eyes when you try to work it all out. So, while THC may lower your odds of getting your gal pregnant, other studies suggest that CBD may activate the endocannabinoid system in ways that invigorate your sperm. Either way, let the inhaler beware. Okay, that's interesting. I've heard both yes and no on that one. So again, we're going to have some studies out here, and we can just, and there are, if you go to PubMed, there's a lot of referrals there, scientific referrals you can check out. All right, so here's one. What are the rules in my sport? It doesn't say what sport that is. But here's the answer. The World Anti-Doping Agency last year removed CBD from its list of banned substances, which opened the door for triathletes, cyclists, runners, and other athletes to use it, provided it's not banned by their regional bodies or race regulations. That's big news. That's really awesome. That means you're likely in the clear to use CBD before your local 5K or criterion. But watch out, college and pro athletes. The NCAA doesn't specifically outlaw CBD, but its THC testing threshold of 35 nanograms per milliliter could be problematic for frequent users. The NFL and NBA currently ban CBD, while MLB and DHL do not. Yeah, interesting. All right, well, there it is. There's the rules in your sport. This is a great, great, great little article. So, we'll, you know, again, Nature RX, go to Walgreens and check it out. Better Living Through Cannabis. All right, here we go. Does CBD help my immune system? Unknown, it says. Some preliminary studies with mice suggest that CBD suppresses T cell function, weakening your response to illness and cancer. If you have existing immune conditions, consult your doctor before trying CBD. Again, just consult your doctor when you're going to try any cannabis, hemp, CBD, CBG, any of the products. Just let them know. Okay, here's a good one, and this is interesting. Why does music sound so much better when I'm on cannabis? It's a matter of timing, and that's why jazz musicians, including Satchmo himself, may have enjoyed it so much. Preliminary brain research shows that cannabis can slow down your perception of time, encouraging your monkey brain to slow down a bit and savor every note. Cannabis has a high heightening effect on the right brain region, which handles auditory processing, and as if all that isn't enough, cannabis may enhance short-term memory, so you're more present for the tunes. That's really cool. I love it. Being a musician, that's really awesome. Okay. Okay. Will my horse get high if I give him CBD? No. Unless the manufacturer has been reckless with the product and it contains inappropriate amounts of THC, Seabiscuit won't get the munchies and begin laughing uncontrollably. Nor will your dog or cat. Inspect any CBD pet product for a certificate of analysis. That's your COA. The COA is a BFD. Validating a THC level under 0.3%. And if you're growing cannabis, make sure Seabiscuit's long neck can't extend over the garden fence where the grass may definitely be greener and psychoactive. This person says, when I was in rehab, they tried to convince them that pot causes DNA damage, you know, like growing a third eye, etc. Is it true? You know, I'm not a doctor, but from what I've heard in the 8 years of being here, that pot is very regenerative to cells. So I don't know about DNA damage. I don't know. That's a good question. Very good question. Very interesting question. But I would, my guess would be no. But pot cannabis is very restorative to our bodies and our endocannabinoid system. You see, holy cow, we're almost out of time here. Okay, nay, your horse won't get high. Okay, will consuming CBD cause me to fail a drug test? Okay, and here's their answer. We just don't know. Assuming your product manufacturer knows what it's doing, most CBD products do not contain enough THC for it to be detected, for THC to be detected. By law, CBD should contain less than 0.3% THC, which means you'd have to consume more than 1,000 milligrams of CBD to get a positive drug test, the equivalent of wolfing down a few bottles of gummies. Most important, check your product for a COA showing that the manufacturer has verified THC levels through independent lab testing. And you can get that COA at Tumbleweed's Health Center from us for our CBD products. All right, and here's the last one before we roll out here. Is CBD addictive? There is no evidence to suggest that. However, reading a really smart magazine about cannabis may be habit forming. All right, this is great. I'm going to mark this page because the next, so this was first hit was the section. Second hit is about CBD, a guide to 12 elements it may remedy, plus a word on pets by the editor. So let's just see. Let's just go to pets here. I think we have a minute left. How about my pet? Promising study shows CBD's benefits for dogs, cats, and horses. CBD's therapeutic powers for humans are becoming more and more established. It's an effective anti-inflammatory, pain reliever, anti-nausea agent, and anti-anxiety compound. So might man's best friend reap the same benefits? Veterinarians are beginning to examine that important question. Though research on CBD in animals lags behind human research, recent clinical trials have shown positive results in treating osteoarthritis and epilepsy in dogs. A groundbreaking 2018 study from Cornell University reported both pain relief and increased activity in arthritic dogs. The Colorado Veterinary Medical Association notes increasing interest among pet owners in CBD for chronic pain management and cancer therapy. Hang on one moment here. Okay. Some vets encouraged trying CBD for conditions such as anxiety, chronic pain, and chronic joint pain, and for bowel issues, cancer, or asthma in cats even. And anecdotal evidence shows promise for the substance for treating conditions like cancer pain in dogs and ligament disease in horses. Well, that's awesome. Yes, and that's true. A poppy seed bagel will fail you to cause a drug test, folks. So on that note, we're going to just say thank you so much for tuning in to Weedsday Wednesday. Mysterious Blogger, thank you so much for coming on. That was really awesome. Your questions are great. I love all of it. Questions and opinions are always welcome here. Just get educated, folks. We have an initiative out there sponsored by the Arizona Dispensary Association. We're not really hip to, not really in favor of. They're taking the amount of weed you can have away. So, yeah, no kidding. That's no good. Anywho, thank you for listening to Weedsday Wednesday. Holy cow, October 23rd. Getting ready for Halloween. Yeah. Get spooky. Get some cannabis. Enjoy it. Relax. Have a good time. Heal some things in your body. Share some information with your friends. And remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week.